Paramount Schools just received an unexpected $3 million donation from billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel talked to the Indianapolis Charter School Network CEO, Tommy Reddix, about how he'll use the unexpected donation.
Over the past decade, Paramount has expanded to 3 school buildings, an online academy, and more than tripled its student population. What is your school model?
We don't have a distinct model at Paramount. What we really focus on is how do we work with our students to achieve Indiana's academic standards. So looking at what we do as a school, it's more kind of an old school approach to hard work and a strong work ethic tied to data. The one thing I would say that's different about our school model is it's about students doing the work. So if you walked into any of our classrooms, you'll see a teacher teaching for 5 to 10 minutes and then releasing that teaching to student work. And then that teacher will walk around and aid in the student work like a great coach, but the students will be doing a work for the majority of the classroom time. So if you walk into our classrooms, often they look really boring because there's no inspirational teacher giving this great long speech. There's heads down and work going on and a teacher quietly working with individual students as they need a push or a little bit of help.
Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott has pledged to give away most of her billions in wealth to charity. She will give Paramount more than $3 million to build 2 more schools. How do you all specifically plan to use the money to support students and teachers?
Well, first off, our organization is completely humbled by the gift. It was overwhelming, to say the least, to hear that a national figure like Mackenzie Scott was taking an interest in the work that we were doing and was willing to, you know, provide such a large gift to our organization. We're going to put it directly towards the cost of expansion in our 2 new markets. In South Bend, our cost to renovate the building that we were given by the South Bend Schools Community Corporation, that was going to be $3.2 million just to renovate that one site. The cost to renovate our site in Lafayette was over $1 million. So already there's $4 million in, you know, committed cash from our organization that would have had us at a tight point and perhaps even a risky point during expansion. And this income removes that risk and allows us to operate with more general fund flexibility.
Your schools have consistently outperformed those in Indianapolis on standardized tests. Why have you decided to open schools in South Bend and Lafayette when students of color in Indy still have low state test scores?
Such a good question. We're dedicated to every student we serve. And we've expanded in the Indianapolis area by, like you mentioned before, tripling our presence, almost quadrupling, because we now have 4 schools in the Indy area if you count our online academy. But what we're finding in the Indianapolis area that if you're going to open another school, you're probably putting an adjacent school out of business. The market's become very saturated in terms of having more seats than available children. And we had to question our role in terms of being responsible stewards in the community. Is our role to put other schools out of business, or is our role to serve kids well? Obviously, we side on option B there. We don't want to put other schools out of business. And so we wanted to look at how can we expand our quest for offering more high-quality seats to kids without causing harm in the current market. And that's what led us to look outside of Indianapolis and explore other areas. And we haven't given up on offering more seats in Indianapolis. We are going to open another school. It's going to be a K-8 girls' school focused on STEM in 2024 in the Indianapolis area. And we're not going to say that's it, but that's it for now, because it's expensive to expand and we need to make sure that we're doing well by that and our schools are performing at a high level before we consider additional seats.
Thank you for speaking with me, Tommy. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.